So a word without its source is like a cut flower. You know, it's pretty to look at for a while, but then it dies too fast. So this whole time I've been saying the dictionary, the dictionary, the dictionary, not a dictionary or dictionaries. And that's because, well, people use the dictionary to stand for the whole language. They use it synecdochically. And one of the problems of knowing a word like synecdochically is that you really want an excuse to say synecdochically. And so this whole talk has just been an excuse to get me to the point where I could say synecdochically to all of you, so I'm really sorry. But when you use a part of something, like the dictionary is a part of the language, or a flag stands for the United States, it's a symbol of the country, then you're using it synecdochically. But the thing is, we could make the dictionary the whole language. If we get a bigger pan, then we can put all the words in. We can put in all the meanings. Doesn't everybody want more meaning in their lives? And we can make the dictionary not just be a symbol of the language, we can make it be the whole language. And you see, what I'm really hoping for is that my son, who turns 7 this month, I want him to barely remember that this is the form factor that dictionaries used to come in. This is what dictionaries used to look like. I want him to think of this kind of dictionary as an 8-track tape. It's a format that died because it wasn't useful enough. It wasn't really what people needed. And the thing is, if we can put in all the words, no longer have that artificial distinction between good and bad, we can really describe the language like scientists, we can leave the aesthetic judgments to the writers and the speakers. If we can do that, then I can spend all my time fishing and I don't have to be a traffic cop anymore. Thank you very much for your kind attention.